Thank you for listening to Abstract Illusions Radio. With each breath of air, gain new insights and inspirations as we explore and expose the different aspects of the human experience. Now with your host, Jennifer Hillman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hillman, and thank you so much for tuning in to air tonight. It is the lovely week of the month of December that we celebrate, actually December birthdays, but I have my lovely guest, Raina Ingles, on, a wonderful intuitive. We are doing readings. Me and Raina and the owners of BBS Radio share the wonderful day of December 18th as our birthday. And so every year around my birthday, I kind of do a birthday celebration by having Raina on because she's awesome. Love her to death. Well, not to death. She's Raina in a way. And we do readings. So the phone lines are open. The number is 888-815-9756. If there's anything you want to ask about, talk about. It's a free night. So, Raina, welcome and happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. I'm so glad to be able to celebrate our birthdays together. It's an honor.
It's a lot of fun. You've been doing this now, believe it or not, like 3-4 years now?
I think so. 3, anyway.
Yeah, I think it's 3. Every year I've done this, you've been on, and it's been so much fun. And it has been really an intense year this last year, energy-wise and lesson-wise, and we've gone through a lot of things going on with planetary-wise on what's it really has been a big shift of energy in a lot of ways, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely, yes. And you and I have walked through a lot of the fire together, if you will.
Yes, we have. we're still talking.
Yes, we're still here. We're still kicking.
And part of it, we did wonder, but a lot of it that has been coming up in a lot of things that our readings is basically on relationships, career, and spiritual growth, and a lot about career with the shift of energy with the economy, and the economy is very vulnerable with Capricorn in Pluto, and then we got Libra in Saturn, or Saturn in Libra, I should say. It really is a balancing act of relationships between yourself and society and restructuring everything around you. So do you feel like that's kind of like the trend of your readings as well?
Oh, absolutely. And I've seen a lot of change in the subject matter. We've gone from being love and relationships as being the mainstay to finance and career, and because people are becoming more concerned about their monetary situations, of course. So it's changed in that way.
Yeah. And the other thing that I have seen is actually in my own abilities, I have found them being a lot more intense, the energies, my abilities are getting stronger. Do you find that with all the shifting that we're doing, that things are like clearer, faster, and new abilities popping in?
Yes, and able to manifest things just right away. I mean, the energies are shifting so fast that the manifestation is becoming shorter, I believe. And I've noticed that in myself, so. And my clients have, too, have noticed that, you know, they're learning how to manifest things faster.
And even things that they're not necessarily wanting to.
Well, but needing maybe.
Yes.
Get what we need,
Most
not what we want.
Well, definitely. We have our first call. Frank is on line two. Hello, Frank. How are you doing?
Hi, Jennifer. How you doing? I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hello?
What's going on, Frank?
Well, I'm just calling for a reading, see if you get any messages from my guides.
Okay. Since I've done readings for you in the past, I'm going to see what Raina's getting for you. She's going to need your birthday.
Yeah, let me have your date of birth, just month and day. I don't need the year.
Hi, my birthday is September 1st.
Okay. Well, you're another one that you're probably more concerned about finances. I'm picking that up. So, and you're putting things in place, believe it or not. To have a great year, 2011 is going to be very productive for you. And I see a little bit of fear there, but you need to let that go because it really is not going to be helpful. You're going to do very well. 2011 is going to be good. I get all kinds of positive vibes around you.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific question that I could just hone in on? Is there anything specifically that you would really like an answer to?
I signed up to start a class in January.
Uh-huh.
For to learn how to make iPhone programs. But after I learn that, then I have to go and study a different language so I can make video games, because my main goal is to make video games for iPhones. And I don't know programming, but I've had 10 years in networking computers. And I want to know if I'll have success, because my main goal is to have a job that will make me money, that I can support myself without having to work for a corporation, and have the free time to really pursue what I really want to do, is create a website that I think that could affect the world through service to other principles, service to others.
Well, but you'll do that. I see you doing that. And it's all going to come together before June. I get, the halfway mark of the year is you're going to have all that in place. You'll either have it already in place or you'll have it organized so that it will be in place by June.
Do you see me able to support myself doing this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is your calling.
This is my calling?
The website that you're going to do to help people is your calling.
Yeah, I have a lot of ideas regarding that website, and I don't trust handing it to other people because I don't think that they'll go with the vision that I have.
No. It's your baby. You can't turn it over to just anyone because no one else has the same goals or motivation or the same feeling about it.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
No one else has the same goals or motivation regarding your website or the feelings towards it. So it has to be you.
Yeah. Okay, so you do see good things out of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Keep those ideas coming because they're flooding in. And I feel like you get a lot of things at night. Like you wake up sometimes early morning.
Yeah, I do everything at night.
With stuff in your head, and you need to write it down and put it all in place. Gather your information and then make it happen. And I do see that happening. You're going to have it all organized by, within 5 or 6 months from now.
Okay, and can I ask, do you get any vibe on the end of February, March date? Because I've had that date come up a lot of times in different readings from the last six months, and every now and then that date pops up, and I don't know what's supposed to happen on that date.
What is the date? You mean just the time frame of February,
that
March?
The time frame between the end of February, beginning of March. Do you get any vibe on that? Is there supposed to be anything with that, or is that just...
I'm not getting anything specifically on that. Are you, Jennifer?
Okay.
The main thing I'm getting is just relaxing and let it unfold. If you get too much information, you know, life is supposed to be fun and a little bit of a surprise and a little bit of the unknown. And I'm really just getting, Frank, you need to trust that it's unfolding it beautifully. And that is one of your lessons, is to trust.
If that day is coming up, then you need to, you know, be aware, and you are going to get the answer. It is going to come to you. For some reason, spirits are getting your attention. Spirit is getting your attention about that time frame. So you have yet to find out. I'm not getting anything specifically, but I really feel like you're on your path. You're on your way. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jennifer.
Oh, it's no problem. Okay. You know, so Frank, you know, it's a possibility of you meeting somebody during that time frame is the only thing I'm getting. Okay. Of some importance. I'm not getting if it's a male or female, but that's the only thing I'm really getting.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, that's so, pretty much what I was wondering about. Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks for calling in. It was great.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Frank.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too, Frank. Thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And we've got Joan in Viva La Vegas. Joan, are you there?
Happy birthday, Jennifer and Raina.
Why, thank you.
I love Sagittarians.
Thank you.
Fun people. All my bosses are Sagittarians.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, really.
They are. I'm surrounded by them.
Aren't
but I'm
fun?
A Cancer. My birthday is June 25th, 1952.
All righty. Do you have any questions? Are you calling for a specific...
Yes, I do. I seem to be going through changes in relationships, like with my brother. He's had an alcohol, drinking, gambling problem for quite some time, and he's coming on to me about finances, how much tips I make and this, and has absolutely, you know, I don't know why, when he owns his own business, why he cares what I make in tips, and he gets angry at me if I don't tell him. And, literally hung up on me, and it's like, I can't take it anymore. He does it every time I talk to him on the phone. And I'm just wondering what's going on here. You know, it's like, I don't even want to talk to him anymore. It's just, it's
weird. You don't work for him, right? You don't work for him? You don't have anything to do with his work?
No, we live in totally different cities. He thinks because I live here, I have money rolling out my pockets, and that's not true. And is angry with me because I won't tell him what I make. And I mean, I never ask him what he makes because I don't think it's anybody's business, you know. It's like, I don't understand it. I just don't get it.
Well, if you have to talk to him, don't talk about money or work or change the subject. It's a very sensitive area for him because he's not doing well. And he's not doing well.
He's not doing well?
He's not doing well. It's a sensitive subject for him, so just don't, just keep the conversation away from money or work or anything that would bring the negativity. Change the subject.
Most of his happiness on money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
How often do you have to talk to him? Or talk to him? Not have to talk to him.
I don't have to talk to him. I just call him to see how he's doing. You know.
Well, I feel like he's got some depression going on, and he's having a tough time emotionally.
Pardon me?
He's having a hard time emotionally. His energy feels very depressed.
He's been depressed for a long time. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm glad I live here and he lives there, because he's really a hard person to communicate with, and his kids won't come around him or anything. You know, it's like, it's because of his depression, and he won't seek help, and he needs to talk to someone, you know. But I'm at the point in my life where I'm just praying for him, you know. And right. I have another friend that is similar, you know, that I've known for a long time, that is suddenly sick or something. I just thought maybe you could pick up something about that. She's a Cancer also. She's a very good friend of mine. And all of a sudden, there's no communication between us, and I can't figure out why. You know, it's been very odd. I've said nothing to her that I would think that would bother her.
What's her name? Mm-hmm.
Betty.
Whatever she's making you feel, don't take it personally. I feel like you take everybody's stuff and you carry it around on your back. And I see this big pack, like Santa Claus is carrying around all his baggage. It's not yours. Don't accept it. This is your lesson too, honey, don't take anything personally. You know, you can be there, you can lend an ear, you can care, you can love her. But it's her lesson, whatever it is. You can't change it. You can't make it better. You can be there for her, but don't accept her stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know what it's about. You know, it's like she says to not take it personal, that she's not feeling well, that she's sick. And I'm wondering if she's depressed or something and something in her life. I don't think it has anything to do with me.
No,
but
it's not.
It upsets me because I'm wondering if she's sick, really, or she's depressed, or what is going on that she doesn't really want to talk like she used to. You know, that bothers me. But
she feels like she has been dealt cards of certain fate that she did not deserve. She feels she is depressed. I feel like there's some drugs involved that is causing her to be depressed and hard for her to communicate. She's mad at the world. And no, you can't take it personally. You know, it's certainly not your problem.
Yeah, because I know I didn't do anything, but I've been trying to figure it out, you know, because it's hard because she lives at a distance. So I don't see her. But I've known her for a very long time. And, you know, of course, near the holidays, it always comes up about people and relationships. But this year, it seems a little bit more difficult. You know, it seems like, you know, you have more to work through at this time without even trying, you know?
Right. She does consider you a very good friend. I am picking that up. And she cares about you very much. But she's looking for somebody to fix her pain and her discouragement. She's got to do it.
That's too bad. Yeah, but there's a lot of people going through stuff right now, aren't there? Oh, my goodness.
Well,
they
got to
work through their own journey, though.
Definitely.
At least I know it's not me, you know. I figure if she needs to talk, I'm there, but, you know.
This is your lesson in not taking it personally.
Yeah, that's the main thing, huh?
Right.
Okay, well, that's pretty much what I wanted to get from you, you know.
You're very compassionate and you're very caring, and you know you want to fix everybody. You want everybody to be happy, that kind of thing, which is a wonderful trait.
But I can't.
You know, right. So just keep checking in with them.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your input.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Hope I was helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is a time with Mercury retrograde, and as me and Raina had talked about, it's the ghost of Christmas past are coming up, where things or issues from your past are like double. It's like, okay, we're going to make sure you get through this really well, so we're going to slam you with everything of your past one more time to make sure you got it right. All you can do is say, yeah, I recognize the pattern, I recognize the deal, and not hold on to it and just kind of like let it flow. Wouldn't you say, Raina?
That's it. You just have to kind of hang on loosely. Not too tight, just loose.
No, yeah. And understand people are coming and leaving and coming back. And mm-hmm. and you do have a choice. If it's a relationship or a friendship that really wasn't working for you when it ended and they come back, it's really up to you if you want to have the friendship or not. There's a lot of people that are trying to, literally, it really is a lot of, have you had enough of that lesson or do you want more? But people do change and there is a lot of shifting energy. So it really is a moment-to-moment deal these days.
Yes, it is. I like Mercury retrograde because it kind of, everything kind of slows down and you kind of get to look around on all sides instead of, you know, just straight ahead because you don't have time to look on each side of you. You kind of have time to just check everything out.
Yeah.
If you accept it as a kind of a refreshing period, then it works really well. You can't, you know, if you expect to get a lot done, if you expect to move forward, if you're expecting life to be like it normally is, then you're going to be grossly disappointed. But if you accept it as just a time of, you know, reflection, it helps.
It also helps with retrograde, at least for me, is to understand that it is a time to regroup and rethink and really kind of go over your life and see where things are and where you want to take it, because it right. really can be...
Switching directions, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And getting redefined, getting a little more clarity about your path, your relationships.
Something about that, don't you?
Yes, do I ever.
Just a little.
I mean, deja vu dreams even coming back for me that are just like freaking me out. But lessons learned, not to freak out. Stop. Think about it. And mm-hmm. talk to a few people about it and say, okay, what is this? Dreams, that's another thing. Neptune seems to be really, really active these days. Mm-hmm. With a lot of people getting very lucid dreams, a lot more powerful dreams that are really bringing up very positive things. I mean, I'm definitely having some dreams that are making me realize, how important dreams are in manifestation and what you have in your life. Mm-hmm. And we're all being kind of given this gift of,
right.
Instead of saying, okay, what does the universe want me to do? It's more like the universe is now saying, okay, what do you want? What do you want to create? What do you want to play with? And bringing that home and having some fun.
Right. Right. I think dreams are kind of a preview of coming attractions many times, and opening that our subconscious into what is really possible and giving us, you know, some kind of direction. So it's pretty exciting. Dreams are pretty important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I can remember
so
mine.
if you have trouble remembering your dreams?
I do.
And it's interesting. One trick that I think I've mentioned to you, and I know I have on the show, is before I go to sleep, I ask them if there's a message within my dream. Make sure I remember it in the physical, in this lifetime, and just I've been doing that for some time, and generally, I will wake up kind of like in the middle of the dream and kind of sense what's been going on, and then the dream will kind of continue on. So it's a little more of a lucid dream then. But the thing that's also coming up is I'm waking up with like the song of the day. which is very interesting. And in the fact that music, at least for me, always gives me some kind of messages. So it's like yesterday was Black Eyed Peas, Let's Get This Started. And I had a really productive day, so I did not mind that song. And today it was Jenny, I got your number off the wall. So it's just like, okay, somebody's getting my number off the wall. Let's see where that one's going. That will be very interesting. Speaking of phone numbers, the number is 888-815-9756 if you want a reading or if you just want to talk about something, if you have a dream, if you've had some really interesting experiences you want to share with us. The phone lines are open and we are celebrating December birthday. So even if you have a December birthday and you want to call in, we would love to give you a personal happy birthday. We promise not to sing because we don't want to scare you. No, I'm only kidding. You probably have a lovely voice, don't you, Raina?
No, I do not. It would be scary.
So, but we just, December 18th is kind of an interesting date, because it is so close to the Galactic Center. And this year we have some really wonderful things happening. There really is definitely a connection with the Galactic Center getting kind of open, even a little bit wider. So this is a really good weekend for manifestation, putting it out there what you want, especially since a couple days later we have the solstice, winter solstice, and an eclipse and a full moon on the opposite side of Sag, which is Gemini, which is all about Mercury and communication. So it is a really good time to put out what your intentions are for the coming year. So any suggestions on manifestation, ways of doing it? Do you have a certain way you like to do things, Raina?
I do a lot of energy work, meditation time, and writing things, journaling. And, you know, just the energy that's created from doing readings for people, I think is really key for me.
It keeps the momentum up, doesn't it? The vibration up.
It does. It does.
And that definitely, and keeping on track. I mean, if you're getting all these little hints and hits and signs, pay attention. The more you see them, the more they'll show up and give you even more guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And ask, you shall receive. Just be careful where you ask for it, because these days you will get it in one form or another. I've definitely had that happen to me many, many times over the last 10 years, since I've really been focused on my spiritual side. Betsy, we have lovely sister Betsy, I believe, is online too.
Hello, Jenny. Hello, Raina.
Hi, Betsy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you two?
We're great.
Good.
We're alive and kicking.
And happy birthday to both of you.
Thank you.
Coming up quick, huh?
Yes, but we're getting younger. We're turning around now this year. Jenny and I decided we just, you know, would start getting younger instead of
going backwards in time.
Exactly.
Hey, I started that years ago.
I think we both did when we were kids, Bets. We just never grew up.
Oh. I would agree with that one, Jen.
Yeah, we got that from Grandpa.
What'd she
Gotta
say?
Have fun and stay young.
Yes.
What did she say? I didn't hear her.
Oh, we got that. We never did grow up.
Oh.
We just always stayed young. But it's very interesting. Betsy is a Gemini, and I'm a Sag, so we've always been kind of opposite yet kind of pretty close with each other. So do you have a question or something you want to talk about, or you're just calling in? Okay.
My question, of course, Jimmy, you know what my question is going to be, is about my job and my what I wanted to kind of talk about was manifestation and the best way to make it come about.
Raina?
Are we talking about the job that you applied for that is where you work now, but it's a different position?
Actually, I haven't even applied for that yet because I haven't posted it yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
You
have applied for another position somewhere else, didn't you? One or two different positions?
Yeah, I've applied to a couple of different ones. I just had a second interview for one of them. And I'm just wondering.
Yes.
Raina, her birthday is June 5th, just so you can clue in.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, and I still get the same thing, Betsy, is that you're going to apply for this other job where you're working, and I feel like you're going to get it. It's just one of those. I first got that when Jennifer and I talked about it.
Okay.
So you're going to have the opportunity. This job that you had the second interview with, I also feel there's an opportunity there too.
Do you get any kind of time frame when that's all going to come about?
The one that they're going to post that job where she works, well, where you're working now, Betsy, after the first of the year. I feel like they're waiting for Christmas to be over with before they really do that and start, you know, their job search. But you know, it feels like the energy around that is that they already kind of are looking at you. I know that you felt like it might not be enough money for you, that was an issue. But that may be negotiable. Yeah. So don't, you know, blow it out of the water quite yet.
Okay.
And what about manifestation? How do you manifest? I know you said the readings, but if a client asks you, okay, what are some of the tricks of manifestation? What do I'm doing, or what am I doing wrong? What would you be saying?
Well, Raina? I feel it may be different things for different people, but what I've found very workable for me the last few months, especially, is a vision board. I have had things on my vision board they're all coming together all at once, and it's pretty exciting. So, you know, there's a lot of energy around that because it uses meditation, and you can do prayer work around it, but it's very visual. And when you see pictures, you feel you really take it into your cellular makeup, and that's the key, is feeling it, I think.
Okay.
But the vision board's really workable for me. I like that part of it. I think it's different for different people. Whatever works for you is.
And for me, it's I do the vision board. It's like one of the things I know I'll be doing is going to Europe. Number one, I'm meeting lots of people thanks to Facebook in Europe. But I also have, you know, I got books on Europe. And it's in my office, and I look at them, you know, just seeing Europe by rail. I know I'm going to be traveling around by the railroads because they're everywhere. The trains are. So I made sure that I see that. And the other thing that works for me that has always been really powerful, the vision board definitely, but letting it go, not holding on to it.
Right.
Just trusting that it's a done deal. The more I hold on to it, the more I screw it up and hold on to it. So it's like, this is going to happen. It's a done deal. If I worry about something, it's like today I just said, okay, I'm going to have this many calls. And then I don't even think about it. I go and do something else, and the calls start coming in.
Right.
The universe always gets a clue when you're on the right track. They give you, like, little nibbles. In fact, I did a pre-record today on a program that's coming up. It's a one-day program called Manifest Your Dreams, and they're going to be giving a lot of clues, actually, on different ways and helping to clear the energy. So if there's any blocks within your manifestations, it gets cleared so you can move forward. And something that we were discussing is you got a decision on exactly what you want and hold to it. I know that is one thing that has screwed me up. Is it's like, no, I decided I don't want that. And it's like it was right around about to manifest, and I canceled it right before it happened. So manifestation, really, there's a lot of different ways, and it just a vision board is a great way to get started.
But you're right.
How do you
clear
the blocks?
How do you clear a block?
It's by accepting as already in your future, but just knowing that the timing is coming at the proper time,
and it's not
letting go of the attachment.
Yeah, letting go of any attachment. Like for your job, Betsy, just go about your day. Know that the right job is coming, but make firm decision on exactly what kind of job you want. And describe it. I mean, I have done things where I will write out exactly what I'm looking for or what I'm doing, and put it in a drawer, and then months later I will clean it out and it all happened. Maybe not exactly how I written out, but the end result was the same. I've done that with like a lot of different things that really surprised me how they manifest. Sometimes in a great way, other ways it wasn't exactly the way I was hoping, but it happened. The other thing that I tend to do is use oracle cards. And if I see an oracle card that keeps popping up, I kind of meditate on that card to see what's going on. And, if I keep getting, and I have been getting abundance, in just about every deck, I'm getting abundance. So I know it's coming. And it's like, just show me the steps. Give me the steps. And every day they said, write this list down. And I'm doing my steps towards getting a great foundation towards that abundance that I know is here. I just am now getting in the vibe to clear the gap so it's right there for me.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, ladies, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday.
Thank you, Betsy. It's nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
I will talk to you all later.
Yeah, have fun with the cats.
Yes, I will. Bye.
She's so cute.
Yes. So, it's one thing that I've been trying to manifest for myself is more focus. So, Betsy was looking at a magazine. She lifts it up, and on the back was this huge ad for something, and it has focus in big red letters, and then it has a bullseye and a woman holding an archery set, arrows and a bow. And I said, can I have that? So I have that up and I look at that every day. And it's like, if I'm just being too scattered, literally my guides are drawing my eye to that sign saying focus, just as a little reminder to get back on track. So what are some of the, on the vision board, how do you set it up? I mean, how do you organize it? Do you put it in order of how you wanted to do it? Is it just an overall collage?
Organize? I just collage it. I just have fun just kind of throwing it on there and gluing it down. Because it's not going to come, you know, into fruition in any kind of organized manner. Only what spirit feels is organized. So it's, I just choose the pictures I want and throw them on there.
Now, do you do words as well, or mainly
and quotes and anything that's uplifting and positive, and I have some quotes on there as well.
And where do you keep this? Do you always look at it, or do you keep it where you just look and say, done deal, and move on?
It's in my room on the wall so that when I wake up, it's right there, and I can just glance at it before I go to sleep and when I wake up, which I think are very key moments during the day
Yes.
for manifesting.
Yes. It's like... I have a screensaver of, I think it's like 32 $100 bills.
Nice.
Yeah. It's, and I had sold something and I got the money. And so I made sure to take a picture of it. So I have pictures of Benji's right in front of me. And the one thing is, for if you're worried about money, visualize yourself making deposits. Have a conversation with the teller. I've been doing that, and more money's been coming in. And it's like, oh, you know, it's just like, well, hello, Miss Hillman. It's only been like how many hours since you put your last deposit in? I go, I might as well move in because I'm here all the time. Here's my deposits up, you know. And, oh, wow, I just noticed you're getting a lot of direct deposits as well. You really just... business is booming for you, isn't it? I go, yes, it is. Everything is just flowing to me, and I'm depositing this amount of money. And just have a conversation with the teller and just see that your bank account is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Feel it, know it, and emotions are huge with it. Wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. That's the missing key that, you know, that many people have fail to mention, is feeling it as if it's already in your life, whatever it is. Definitely feeling it.
Something that I really enjoy if for manifestation is get on YouTube and watch some of the Abraham Hicks YouTubes. They're great. They will ground you in manifestation and getting into the vortex, and if you just go on there, you'll be guided to the very one that you need. And they have so many out there. And some of them are 3 minutes and some of them are 10 minutes and even longer. So you get a variety of things, but they're really good. And Wayne Dreyer is another one that really is good for uplifting your energy.
Right. You can get Abraham Hicks every day in your email.
That's through the website? Sorry.
And the last set of CDs they put out, I think there were 8, and it is called The Vortex. I think that was the last work that they did. It's fabulous. They just keep getting better and better. Their stuff doesn't get old because it keeps renewing itself almost.
And it's just common sense in a way. You know, it's just like something that... it's not going to go away because everybody needs that reminder. Mm-hmm. Until we're all in the 5th, 6th, 7th dimension where it's like instant. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing you have to really, with any kind of manifestation, is make the decision, want it, and know that it's there, that you deserve it and you're worthy of it. That is, my sister was asking about blocks, knowing you're worthy of it. That it really is coming is probably the biggest block, wouldn't you say, Raina?
Definitely, yes. Is holding on tight, yes.
Yeah, it's just, literally, when I do a vision board, I usually put it in my office, so I glance at it every once in a while when I'm working, and I say, done deal, and then I go back to work. You know, and I'll just look at one section of it, done deal. And it's, I mean, I have one right around me that's all about being the very, learning to be the master of my craft and learning and getting more education on ways to improve myself and different ways and different things that I want to learn are up there. One of them is language, and I have a book of Italian, learning Italian, and I have a book of French because I want to learn French. Go on to lemoca.com. You can learn different languages too. There's a lot of opportunities with the internet to get so much information and constantly grow. And, you know, if you're not learning something and keeping that brain active, that's when you get your, you know, your memory starts fading. You got to keep it active.
Definitely.
You know, you don't want to be a kid who can't think, you know. We won't even go into our ages because we truly are going backwards. Neither one of us right now look our age. You are amazing. You are just
in a close up, Mr. DeMille.
And you know, if you go to Rain to Facebook, Rain is on there, and she's very available for a chat. Become friends with her. She's a good person, and
you too.
We have so much fun together. We generally say hey to each other every day. If it's more than that, it depends on the day.
We both,
yeah. So, and that's one thing that I would say, if there was one piece of advice you would give somebody, because we actually only have about 5 minutes left. It just flies, doesn't it?
The hour's gone already.
What are like 1 to 3 pieces of advice that you would give people for the upcoming year?
3 pieces of advice. I think a huge thing is not to take things personally. People get so wrapped up in drama and take everything personally. So I think that's a huge thing. I think that learning how not to judge people, things, places is very important too. It's a huge lesson for us in this lifetime. Not an easy one, but important. And let's see. Live and Let Live is always my favorite. I guess that's a good way to end it.
And, well, you know, the 4 agreements. Read the book. Great one. Because that's about 2 of those.
Yeah, that is good information.
It's great information. And just do your best to finish it up, and don't make any assumptions.
I think a big mistake we all make too is living according to other people's rules and expectations. And it's really important to find your own way and not to be so attached to what everybody else thinks or feels about you.
Yeah, because if
that not taking it personally thing too, but
And everybody has a different rhythm. And, you know, I know that a few people that I've talked to are saying, why isn't your book done yet? And it's because I'm doing 5 books at the same time. And that's just the way I operate. I truly have to work on one and then I switch to another. It's all being written. It's all getting done. So I think of it, instead of just getting one done, I'm getting 5 done.
Mm-hmm.
And it might take a little bit longer than just getting that one out, but they're all interrelated. Uh-huh. So there's a balance and a rhythm to each one of them. And, you know, I was talking to Cindy Dale, who's going to be on next week. And, I mean, writes a book, she focuses. I mean, she will be even going to the grocery store if she's in line waiting to check out. She's writing on a book. as she's waiting in line. And it's like, okay. I keep paper with me, but not that much. One of my favorite poems was coming out of a grocery store. They dictated it to me. So you just got to be prepared. Something I would also say is give yourself and somebody else a smile every day.
Exactly. Beautiful.
It brightens up the world, cheers you up. And with a lot of people with a slight depression going on, a smile will cheer you up. And everything is a temporary situation. This is an illusion, folks. We will get through it. It may seem like it's really down and out, but if things aren't working, that's only because you need to drop what isn't working to find what is. And you might be searching in the dark for a little bit, but you know, you just need to say, all right, divine, I'm open to what I'm supposed to be doing. Give me some clues.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever makes you the happiest and you have that passion, that is exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And the universe will open up different ways for you to do it and make a good living. You just need to be open. And that kind of goes back to Frank's question at the beginning of the show. So any last thoughts, Miss Raina?
I think just to wishing you a happy birthday on Saturday. I'm sure I'll talk to you, though. But
yes. And happy birthday to all the people in December, and happy birthday to everyone. I kind of think this is everybody's birthday celebration. And I do want to thank BBS Radio and Don and Doug for the wonderful support through the years, and wish them a happy birthday because they share their birthday with us. They are wonderful men, and I feel really blessed to have them in my life. I was very much guided to BBS Radio, and I have no regrets for being guided by the scruff of my neck, saying, call them now. And it's been a beautiful friendship and relationship, and I know it's going to continue for some time if I have anything to say with it. So with that, I wish everybody happy holidays. Enjoy, be safe, keep your mind open and your heart open. Keep breathing. That's always a good thing. And with that, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, with each breath of air, we hope you get new insights and information. Till next time, this is Jennifer Hellman saying, thank you, many blessings, and good night.